You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Special thanks to Visa for sponsoring today's podcast. Visa is dedicated to their vision of being the best way to pay and be paid everywhere. Worldwide, Visa has the capacity to process over 65,000 transaction messages every second. Visa helps you get to where you would like to be by making payments fast and easy, wherever, whenever. The only thing left to figure out is, where would you like to be? Visa, everywhere you want to be. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, after taking a game off for load management, Kawhi Leonard was ready to go against the Spurs and an old coach, Greg Popovich. Kawhi had a game-high 38 points on a regular season career-high 32 shots. He also had 12 boards and 4 steals in the Clippers' 103-97 win. So, Shannon, how impressive was Kawhi?
Yeah, all right.
Oh.
I gave him a B minus.
Hmm.
Minus. I mean, hell, he should have had 38 points. He took 32 shots.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, really? Now, I just saw James Harden the night before take 34 shots and get 59 points.
Oh.
Huh? Did I miss something?
Mm.
1 assist, 4 turnovers. Jenny, I've been hearing about that playmaking. I've been hearing about the playmaking of Kawhi. You know, he got the ball in his hand because he couldn't make plays in San Antonio because Tony Parker and Manu. He couldn't make plays in Toronto because of Kyle Lowry.
Sure.
So, and Van Fleet. So now he playmaking. 1 assist?
Hmm.
1 assist? I'm like, well, something wrong with my TV. I started hitting my TV. I'm like, what about that ball? All them assists that, you know, I've been seeing 9 assists and 10. Hit my TV.
I'm
like,
TV?
Yeah, because I was like, Skip, keep telling me my TV on the brink. So I popped it upside the head. I'm like, what up? Hmm. Show clear.
Your TV has a LeBron filter on it.
No, I feel
it. It filters every assist out of Kawhi's
so
hands, right?
He had 1.
Yeah.
He had 1 assist, Skip, in 32 minutes.
Yeah.
When is the last time you know the game?
My turn?
No, it's not your turn. I'm trying to think.
Hmm.
Has there ever been a game in which LeBron James had 1 assist?
Mm.
1 assist? Really? Mm. Is that all you do? Skip, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's the most shots he's attempted in regular season. Now, remember, Jenny, last year in game 7, he took 39 shots. And Skip called it the luckiest. He took all the shots. He was unclutched. But now he got his shoes on. But we're going to talk about that a little later.
1 for 9. Things have changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
1 for 9. 1 for 9, Skip, in the second quarter.
Yeah.
You proud of that? 16 shots.
Mm.
That's what he took in the first 5 of 16.
Turn?
No, it's not your turn.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking
what?
You.
It's you want Jenny to respond?
No. I mean. Yeah.
5 of 16.
Huh.
Really, Skip?
Hmm.
That's, you proud of that? That's clutch.
Are you asking me questions?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Confusing.
Hypothetically. Yeah. Hypothetically. And hell, he should have played well. He had the night off. Nobody has still got back to me. I need somebody to get back to me in some platform. Facebook, IG or Twitter.
Hmm.
How long must you be on a new job? But I know California, we kind of friendly out here, you know, employment kind of friendly out here. So you might just show up and get paid time off the next day, help all I know.
Really?
But I'm just trying to figure out because Kawhi Leonard is on a new job and already taking PTO. So he should have been fresh. Everybody else done played back to back. He out there, he chilling.
Mm.
Got a game off already.
Mm.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Skip Bayless, and you support that.
Mm.
My guy is 17 years deep,
weird.
Running hard, doing all.
He looks like he's 17 years deep to me.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But anyway, I gave him a B minus.
Mm.
That's the best I can give him on all them shots he took.
Really?
Yes.
So, before I start, would you allow me to practice saying Kawhi Leonard, because I announced on this show yesterday that he has finally won me back over, in large part by the way he did LeBron back in July.
Oh, so that
bamboozled him. Kawhi Leonard took his talents to the south side of L.A., basically. He took it to the Clippers side, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And now it's Kawhi
too. He wanted to play for our basement team. Yeah, the Lakers on the top floor, the Clippers in the basement.
So I will no longer refer to Kawhi Leonard as number two on this show. But I will use a term that you often reserve on this show for LeBron James or sometimes Aaron Rodgers.
Don't say it. You better not say it. Better not start with a V.
Last night was a virtuoso performance by Kawhi Leonard.
No, it wasn't.
It was the V word. You put the V word on that game last night.
No, it didn't, Skip.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've seen anything quite like this.
What you mean?
This was against his original team, the San Antonio Spurs, and I will say that the Spurs will wind up being a top five defensive team this year. I think they already are, but they'll slowly come together. And it's hard to score against the Spurs, which is why that game was relatively low scoring.
Okay.
So it kind of hung in the balance, and then all of a sudden it was time for the fourth quarter. And guess what happened? The V word happened. Virtuoso happened because Kawhi Leonard, in the fourth quarter, in the first 7 minutes that he played in the fourth quarter, scored 15 points. It's hard to do. 15 points. Can we see all those shots that he made? You can just see one after another. One was a three. But it's just a lot of mid-range shots like that. And you know what? I'm going to go Jordan-esque. He does deserve to be called Jordan-esque from mid-range jumpers.
Yeah.
Those are
Michael B. Jordan.
Those are virtually unstoppable or maybe virtuosally unstoppable,
whatever.
Right? Yeah, that's
what
they
are. Yeah, he's trying to get into acting like Michael B. Jordan, huh?
Who in this league right now can hang and shoot mid-range jumpers like that man can? Woo, they just keep on coming. How can you stop that? So my Spurs ran like four or five different guys at him. It's
what defender they got?
It's DeJounte. You don't think he can defend? Wait, did you just call DeJounte Murray defenseless?
Well, maybe that's what he spent too much time, because he was offenseless.
Oh, okay.
Was he that?
So who was?
DeJounte.
Well, he's on a minutes restriction because he's coming off a complete ACL reconstruction.
Okay, so with the
but
minutes
he can defend, and Derek White can really defend, and he tried Kawhi for a while, and then came DeMar DeRozan, then came Rudy Gay. They all tried him, and nobody could deal with him.
Minutes restriction, not points restriction. So it doesn't matter if you play 10, 15 minutes.
Really good.
Skip, he had 8 points.
Yeah, keep talking because your Lakers are going to have to face these
twice. Yeah, and they'll play like world beaters. And LaMarcus Aldridge should have bought a ticket because he watched the game. He didn't do jack nothing.
Yeah, don't say that word.
Good catch. You know?
Boy, he made me. I'm like, up there, he going to run. I was so mad with that joker there. I can't believe that, Skip. Mm. And y'all paying him $28 million a year. For what? Hold up. Let me find out. 5 points, Skip Bayless. LaMarcus Aldridge played 35 minutes. Let me take that back. Mm-hmm. He played 35, 38. So he played 36 minutes and gave you 5 points. He's an all-star.
That's not good.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Every couple of nights, he's an all-star. And then a couple more, he's not. Always said that. The bottom line to that game last night was the Clippers had Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs did not. It came down right to that because starting fourth quarter, he just said, I'm sorry, I own this game. Sorry, Pop. And by the way, he and Pop were real
They
kind of hugged.
I thought you said, Now, you remember opening night, you see Kawhi, he's an assassin. Mm. He ain't talk to nobody. But I could have swore I saw him talking to Patty Mills. Yeah. I could have swore I was talking to DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
What happened to the assassin?
You know what he did? He pulled an assassin on LeBron James. And there's no way he's going to fraternize to the guy he's dethroning in L.A. as we speak.
Skip.
It is Kawhi Town.
All I'm saying is that LeBron, when he plays Cleveland, watch how he is with Kevin Love and Tristan after the game. When he played Miami, look how he was with D-Wade and Rio, some of the guys. That's all I was saying. Mm-hmm. You make it seem like Kawhi Leonard wasn't going to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. Guys normally talk to the guys that they know they're friendly with or they've played with after the games. That's all I'm saying. But you made it seem like, oh, not the Terminator. The Terminator is emotionless. Mm. You see, he tried to get into acting. He don't call that an acting bug. Mm. Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes gave him 100 Rotten Tomatoes for that ad. 100.
But that was the point. Just he was playing off of it.
He will give no love to LeBron or to Anthony Davis.
We don't want no love. Yep. We don't want no love.
Well.
Well, come, we'll see what he on Criminal.
You know what? He is dethroning you in your house. In your house.
Skip, he in the basement.
It's come to that.
He in the basement.
He's
really?
Not in the basement.
I don't think he's in the basement.
Making his way up.
He in the basement.
I think he's, boy, he's front and center. Whew. They're going to have to rename Staples Kawhi's or something.
No, we ain't going to name it nothing. Skip, look here. I know after you, I'm just, hold on. Wait a minute. You all giddy. He did that to your team.
Yeah. I know. That's what I was
I was in awe. I just sat back and said, that's too good. You know, every once in a while, you know how it is on the playground, you just step back and say, that's too good.
Well, what about when that time when Kyrie and LeBron did that number on your Spurs in San Antonio? You remember that?
Do
when, I? Kyrie went dropped like 50 plus.
It was 50
and LeBron
plus.
And LeBron had like a 30-point triple-double or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember you coming out here talking like that.
Yeah. I did. I said Kawhi was just unstoppable.
No, you said Kyrie.
Sorry, Kyrie. Kyrie was unstoppable.
Oh, so what about LeBron?
I don't remember that he played.
You know,
did he? Well, I mean, it got so crazy at the end, it went to overtime. Remember, Kyrie forced overtime with like a 40-foot shot.
Yeah.
I said, well, okay.
That step back.
It's yours.
Yeah.
It's yours. You can have this one.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you can't stop that. You know how Kyrie gets sometimes. Yeah.
So what are we going to do? So we're going to pretend like Trez, who's leading the NBA in field goal percentage, 74%, giving you 20 on a nightly basis. So we're going to pretend like he did nothing last night.
Here's what I'm going to pretend. There's no Paul George right now, and where you're going to be in trouble is when Paul George comes back, because that's already a good defensive team to start with.
Right.
And they were stifling last night. They were all up in LaMarcus Aldridge.
Let me
get his shot off.
Skip. Do you see what Anthony Davis? I just want to know who's going to guard Anthony Davis.
You always ask me that, and then Trez guarded him in the fourth quarter of the Clippers-Lakers game.
So you think...
Took him out of the game.
So
wait a minute. You just brought up the fact that Anthony Davis scored zero against the Clippers opening night.
How many shots did he take?
Two?
He ain't like somebody else I know, ball hogging, taking up all the shots. Huh. Paul George going to want some of them shots when he come back.
Was Anthony afraid to take shots?
No.
I don't know.
I'll bet he'll have more than two shots on Christmas.
Mm, 7 of 9 in the fourth quarter. And guess what? They needed all 7 of those shots in a row because they were in the process of going 5 for 26 from 3 were the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
5 of 26, and they won a game. How many games do you win going 5 for 26 from the three-point line? Not that many.
If you don't mind me asking, was Kawhi guarding DeRozan? Because DeRozan was cooking, too.
Mm.
Hey, DeRozan was cooking, too.
Well, all I know is whoever Kawhi guarded couldn't do anything. They couldn't, to use your term, they couldn't do jack, you know what.
Hold on. So what did DeMar DeRozan was 13 of 21? Mm. Derek White was 6 of 11. Mm.
They're a good team, man. They were undefeated.
I ain't talking about no team.
You're going to see how good they are twice at San Antonio in the next, what is it, in two, three weeks? They got to play twice at San Antonio to the Lakers.
That's right. Y'all got to come to us twice.
Okay. Well,
go catch L's.
But in the stretch we're talking about, because you predicted the Lakers would go.
Don't worry about what my prediction.
17-3.
Don't worry about my prediction.
And that
your prediction is going to be in jeopardy starting tonight at Dallas.
We got something for them.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
I'm afraid they have something for you.
You know what?
They got two unicorns.
All that? No.
Yeah.
We got the unicorn.
Mm.
The brow.
Oh, you mean now the brow has supplanted LeBron James as the unicorn?
LeBron James, GOAT James is GOAT James. That title never goes away.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, some people just, no matter what transpires, Aretha Franklin, rest her soul, will always be known as the Queen of Soul. Mm. That ain't gonna change.
Mm.
That ain't gonna change. Michael Jackson, rest his soul, is the King of Pop. Mm. Some things just don't change.
Mm.
No matter who comes along, how well they do, that title is bestowed upon them by perpetuity.
Mm.
He's built on permanence.
That is true. Michael Jordan is permanent GOAT. All-time permanent.
Ain't nobody say nothing about nobody.
It's never going to change.
I can't tell you got on Kawhi's shoes. Mm. He must not be the GOAT.
It's just for a day.
You had them on yesterday, too.
Yeah, how often are we going to see these shoes?
These shoes?
Yeah.
get a good look at them because this will probably be the last time I'm going to wear these shoes on this show because
what?
I am true to Michael Jordan.
No, I thought you were all in on
this. Special occasion.
That's
just
right. I got something coming.
Occasion.
My boy, go see.
Really?
Your boy got something for you coming. Oh, yeah. O'Brien, Jay, go hook it up.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered after the game, Kawhi did go out of his way to shake another hand.
Rich Paul. Yeah.
Oh,
did you see that?
Interesting.
Wow. Rich, I wonder what that was all about.
Rich should have swung on him.
Swung on him?
Yeah.
I don't think Rich could swing on anybody.
Rich should have swung on him.
I don't think Rich could swing on Kyler Murray.
Daddy took me straight to jail. I'd have swung on him for life.
We
lying.
Need any swinging.
Yeah, I'd have swung on him.
I don't want to see that for life.
No mercy.
How about we talk about a different GOAT?
Yeah, how about
shall
it?
We? So unfortunately, though, Tom Brady, he has been limited in practice. That was on Wednesday. He was limited, Shannon, that's real. But he was a full participant yesterday and was removed from the injury report.
Exactly.
The unbeaten Patriots are 3-point road favorites against the Ravens, according to Fox Bet. Why are you already talking, Shannon? I haven't asked you. Yeah. Who wins on Sunday night?
That lets you know it's some bull jive. Now, how you go? I'm just trying to figure out. How you on the injury report on Wednesday and they remove you on Thursday?
Maybe he got better.
Rest.
Oh, really? Mm. So why put him on the injury report?
Mm. Recovery.
Hmm. Maybe it's about liability.
You see what they try to do, Jenny?
Alex Guerrero.
Jenny, you see how they try to
miracle
do
it? Miracle healing.
Jenny, you got to build this up.
Yep.
You got to build this in anticipation. Mm. Oh, Tom Brady was he was limited in practice. Mm. They didn't know if he was going to go. Full participant on the next day. Mm. They kill me with this, right? Mm. Look, I think Lamar Jackson will keep this game close for a while, but it's just hard for me to see a scenario knowing Coach Belichick the way I've known him, having played against his defenses, he always, always, whatever you're good at, he's going to do his damnedest to take that away. The Ravens can run the football. They can run it with Ingram. They can run it with Lamar Jackson. He will try and take that away. If Lamar Jackson can throw the ball for 300-plus, Skip, and a couple of touchdowns and don't put the ball in harm's way, Coach, and win this game, Coach Belichick will gladly walk to the center field and say, son, you're hell of an athlete, mm-hmm. hell of a quarterback. You got a bright future. Stay healthy. We'll see you down the road. Mm. But Coach Belichick, if you remember, Skip, when he played Peyton Manning, he would institute a 3-8. He'd rush three guys, drop eight in coverage because Peyton Manning, you're not beating me passing the football. Mm. If Edgerrin James wants to run, if Joseph Ajayi wants to run the football, have at it! Mm. But you're not beating me throwing the football. Well, I believe he'll take that same philosophy into this game against the Ravens. Mm. If y'all want to beat me throwing the football, have at it. But you're damn sure not going to run it. Mm. And I believe Lamar Jackson will keep the game close, but I believe in the end, and this is not the Skip. This is not the Ravens defense that we're used to seeing. There is no Suggs. There's no Ed Reed. There's no Ray Lewis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Za'Darius Smith, he's in Green Bay, big time free agent. Mm-hmm. They let Suggs get up out of there. So the guys that would normally be able to generate pressure with just rushing four, those guys are not there. They have the same mentality, but they don't have the same caliber of athletes. Mm. And so with that being said, they're a middle-of-the-pack defense right now in basically all statistical categories. And so I'm going to say the Patriots win this game 27-17.
What?
Yeah.
27? That's decisive by 10 points?
I said they'll get a touchdown late.
27-17.
You know,
all right.
I'm confused.
Really?
What you confused about?
I'm conflicted over here because all week long I have to sit on this side of the table and hear how Tom Brady's washed up. He's in decline. He's on his last legs, certainly in New England, says Shannon Sharp. Mm-hmm. And he's becoming a liability for the New England Patriots and needs to be replaced sooner than later, says Shannon Sharp.
Okay,
am I right about that?
Okay, if you don't mind.
I think I'm speaking.
Okay.
I think I'm speaking.
Okay, go ahead.
My turn.
Okay.
So, number two, Shannon Sharp has told me all week, really for a couple of weeks, that the Patriot defense is being a little overrated because it's played no offense with any real credibility. Mm-hmm. And I think Shannon Sharp thinks that this Baltimore offense has high credibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that brings me to the quarterback of the home team, Lamar Jackson. And just 2 days ago on this show, Shannon Sharp told me that it's becoming clear Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in his draft class that obviously includes Baker Mayfield and I'll throw in Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
So if I add all that up, I would add up maybe a Baltimore upset here? That's what I was hearing all week, and I thought you were sort of leaning or heading in that direction. All of a sudden, it's 27-17?
If you were listening yesterday, I said, I just don't see a scenario when Coach Belichick allows Lamar Jackson to run the football or the Ravens to run the football well enough in order to win this game.
Okay. You have
to
throw it to beat. Yet I will remind you, the same genius Belichick you're discussing now, just two Super Bowls ago, allowed 41 points to the Eagles. Backup quarterback. And just last season, especially in the first, say, two-thirds of the season, they were allowing 500-yard explosions from the rival offense.
Yeah, and the quarterback was putting up 10 points against Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He was putting up 10 points against Detroit. But that ain't none of my business.
That wouldn't even mattered because the defense was getting absolutely run off the field.
Well, unless the defense held somebody to 7 points, like they did the Rams in the Super Bowl, held them to three.
Well, they finally came together against a quarterback and a coordinator or play caller who got exposed in the Super Bowl, Sean McVay and Jared Goff.
Most teams, if their quarterback in a big game has a QBR of 26, you lose. But guess what? That guy had a QBR of 26 with no touchdowns or interception, and they won decisive.
Who torched the Chargers in the first playoff game last year that the Patriots played? And you picked the Chargers to win that game, and Tom Brady annihilated your prediction and the Chargers.
He did.
And then he went to Arrowhead in the cold in overtime and completed
it was cold
three
from Mahomes, too.
Straight third and tens. Three straight third and tens. I've never seen anything like it before. He looked like the GOAT. He looked like he was 41 going on 21 at that point. And he's still playing at an extremely high level. But you don't think so. Or wait a minute, maybe you do, because your prediction says Tom Brady's still playing at a high level.
Skip, if you don't mind me asking, when you play with a historically good, historically great defense, in 2000 with Ravens, who was the quarterback? Trent Dilfer. 85 Bears was Jim McMahon. The 02 Bucks, Brad Johnson. So if you got a historically great defense, you don't need to be an all-time great. So stop pretending Tom Brady is playing at a historic level.
By the way,
because he's not.
Jim McMahon had a really good year that year. He was playing at a high level. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level that year, but we'll get back to this. Tom Brady is still playing at a Pro Bowl level. You know it, and I know it. That's why you're afraid to pick Baltimore. You should have the courage of your convictions.
No.
He's washed up. If you're on the road in Baltimore, and remember, Baltimore has a history of being a nemesis for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Again, you say, well, none of those guys are still there, but there's a vibe in the locker room where they think they walk in with the tradition of laying it on Tom Brady with least expected.
Pittsburgh got a tradition. How that defense looking?
Okay, but they don't have any tradition against Tom Brady. I can tell you that. He's got a tradition of owning the Pittsburgh.
Yeah, defense. The tradition what the Ravens have. Suggs was there, going to the Hall of Fame. Ray Lewis is already in, and so is Ed Reed.
Yeah.
Where are those guys?
Okay, but again, the tradition remains. You don't think they're thinking in their locker room right now?
Yeah, Skip.
Guys here have done this before.
Skip, I said that, but Za'Darius Smith is not there. Suggs is not there. Guys that could get after the quarterback that was a part of that tradition, really, Skip, at the end of the day, tradition is a great thing to have, but Michigan got a tradition. How's that working out for them when they go against Ohio State? The team that has the better of the athletes, they're going to win.
Wait, does New England have the better of the athletes?
Skip,
I don't see
I believe they have the better team.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a second. What about Lamar? He's the best in his class, you say.
Why they got to do this? So I'm going to get hit. So one guy. So in football, one guy can be the guy, be the team.
If he's playing that position, he can. Yes, he can.
So why didn't Tom Brady beat Nick Foles?
You're the one.
Why didn't Tom Brady beat Nick Foles? Why didn't he?
Well, he did everything in his
power. No, he did not.
He did. He set the all-time playoff record for yards passing, 505. How much better can you play?
Throw for 606.
Oh, stop it. He set the all. No human has ever thrown for more pass yards than Tom Brady did in that football
And you know
game.
What, Skip? I got him a special bottle. I had him a Magnum when he came to see me, Jenny. With that hot air with the Dak special, he got a Magnum bottle.
Yeah. He got bottled service.
Yeah, but he called that L. Yeah. I had to get him old Juicy Lucy. He wanted Juicy Lucy.
Oh, I love Juicy Lucy.
His coach, the quasi-defensive coordinator, he caught the L.
See, Skip, see what you do?
Yeah.
When Tom Brady loses a game, it's all we get.
They give up 41 points.
Okay, but what about...
Wait a second. Tom Brady scored more points in a losing cause than anyone ever has in a Super Bowl. 33. Wouldn't 33 win most Super Bowl?
LeBron James scored more points than in a finals game in a losing cause, and it was his fault they lost. Mm.
Yeah.
You see what I do with Skip Bayless? Okay. All I'm saying is that, I just need you to have that same kind of like,
I need you to have the same energy that you've had all week telling me this defense has played nobody yet.
Skip.
Well, is Lamar nobody? Because apparently you think he's nobody if it's going to be 27-17.
Considering they've only given up, the most they've given up is 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pro Football Focus had its midseason all-pro team. New England had zero first-team all-pro. Zero.
Skip.
Okay.
When you look at New England, what's amazing is that they've really never had great individuals, but they play tremendously as a team. Mm. If you look at them offensively, they don't have anybody like, that's a must-have. You look at the quarterback, you look at Gronk, you look at Randy Moss as the only must-haves in the 20-year history there.
Does Tom Brady have a Gronk? No. Does he have an Antonio Brown? No, he does not. Does he even have, wait a second, Josh Gordon? Does he have a Josh Gordon? No, he just got cut.
No, but in the 100-year history, they says he has the best defense in the 100-year history of the NFL.
They've played nobody yet. Let's see what happens starting Sunday.
Is Tom Brady benefiting from that?
Well, sure, but has the defense benefited for years, for 20 years from Tom Brady? You better believe it has.
And he's benefited from them.
Oh, stop it.
3 points in a Super Bowl. Who does that? Who gives up 3 points in a Super Bowl?
Oh, well, against Jared Goff, a lot of people could do that.
No, they couldn't. Yeah. No, they couldn't.
Well, we're
seeing Jared Goff continue to get exposed this year. All I know for sure is the quarterback that you say is the best in his draft class, Lamar Jackson, played head-to-head with Baker Mayfield a few weeks back in Baltimore.
That's a good one.
And Baker won 40-25 and put up huge numbers in doing so.
But Skip,
which is why I am picking New England 30-14. I'm more decisive than you are. And I told you all week, I think New England will win this game handily.
Skip, you do realize that when two teams play, the quarterbacks are not on the field. So why would you see,
Because it's a good measuring stick. You can see both of them at the same time and you can say, is that guy better
than Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold is better than Dak Prescott because I saw him on the same field and he outplayed him.
Were they in the same draft?
No. He's better. That's all I'm saying. He's better. That's because I saw him play head to head.
Okay, no, because you have a long track record from Dak Prescott and you know Dak Prescott is way better than what we've seen from Sam Darnold. But now you've got Baker head to head with his draft class mate, Lamar Jackson.
All I know is the draft class mate has gone to the playoffs. He took a team to the playoffs last year. The draft class mate did. That's what he did do.
Yeah, okay. Baker was sensational last year.
Did he go to the playoffs? Yeah. A simple yes or a simple no will suffice.
You were driving the Baker bandwagon last year.
No,
shake and bake.
No, that was this year.
Oh, I think it was last year.
You were excited early.
Yeah.
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
Excited.
I'm like you on the Clippers. Yeah. You know what, Skip? You don't even have to do any more running in the mornings because you're chasing that Clipper bandwagon. So you straight. You're getting all your exercise.
Time out.
Wow.
Who was my favorite player for, I don't know, six straight years maybe when he was a San Antonio Spur? My favorite player. Who did I always defend to the death on the show? Kawhi Leonard.
Manu.
I said it. Kawhi Leonard.
No, you like Manu. Manu, I would rather have Manu Ginobili take a shot than LeBron James.
Well, I would on that. Oh, God.
You ought to be ashamed, Skip.
Oh, no, you ought to be
ashamed. There's no shame.
Yeah.
Forgive, but never forget, right? That's how we're going to handle it.
You ought to be. But Skip, stop this notion. That Tom Brady is the same guy. He's not.
Okay, well, you just picked him to win 27-17, and he's throwing to a little guy that you say has no business even being mentioned as a potential Hall of Famer, Julian Edelman. That's his primary target right now, and he's got cracked ribs, says the injury report.
I'm just trying to figure out how you get to the Hall of Fame with no Pro Bowls and no All-Pros on your resume.
Yeah.
Well, look at those numbers he's piled up in the postseason.
Well,
yes.
I'm looking forward to this one. Mm. 30-14, 27-17.
I think somebody just, that score says, I still really respect Tom Brady, and I don't really have that much.
Let's let it play out.
That much faith in Lamar Jackson. That's what your prediction says.
I'm just happy to be here on a Friday.
I tell you what, Lamar Jackson won't look like Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Did you know what Baker Mayfield looked like last week?
Yeah.
Better don't look like that.
Yeah. They're just trying to get back on track, Shannon. No mercy. After dropping the season opener, the Lakers have been firing in all cylinders. And tonight, they will be getting Kyle Kuzma back from an ankle injury. Kuzma averaged more than 18 points last season and is expected to be an integral part of the Lakers' championship push. Head coach Frank Vogel said he expects around 20 minutes from Kuzma against the Mavs tonight. Fox NBA analyst Chris Broussard joins us now. So, Chris, who wins this game tonight?
I'm going with the Lakers. I think this is a your surprise, right?
not really, because you got 82-0 and you got 82. Oh, wait, they lost their first game. I forgot about that. That counted, right?
81-1
then.
81-1.
This is good for them because it's going to be a good test. Because Utah, when they beat Utah, Mike Conley, who he seems to have found his stroke last game, right?
Yeah. Found
so he wasn't himself.
As the Clippers, did he find it? Mm.
And Utah wasn't where they are now. Obviously, Charlotte and Memphis are two struggling teams. So this will be a good test to see where the Lakers are. And Dallas, I'm not trying to say they're awesome, but they do have those two guys, Luka Doncic, and who I think is going to be a future MVP candidate, and Kristaps Porzingis. Hmm. I think those guys, they play totally differently, but they could be Dallas's next Nash and Nowitzki.
I agree.
And I think, you know, I think they'll fight Minnesota for that last playoff spot now that Golden State's all the way out. But I'm excited about Kuzma, and here's why. With LeBron playing the point, we've all seen it. He's not as aggressive of a scorer when he's at the point.
Nope.
And I think that's by design, but that's the case. And so when he's at point, you saw it against the Clippers. It was like, hold on, if LeBron's not going to be aggressive trying to score, they need somebody else other than AD. And Danny Green stepped up, but we know he can't do that every night. So Kuzma being that second aggressive scorer to AD when LeBron's handling the ball at the point and getting guys involved, I think that's going to be big for them. I know Kuzma's been working on, like, creating his own shot, pick and roll, things like that. So if he plays well, then I think that's even going to open things up for Avery Bradley and Danny Green, because they're going to get a lot more open threes with those three on the floor. So this is big because, look, watching the Clippers last night, the Lakers have a lot of work to do if they're going to beat the Clippers, because the Clippers are legitimate, and they don't even have Paul George. So this is the first step
when Phoenix thumped them? When Book?
You can't say nothing about the Clippers.
I'm just asking.
Those boys are bad.
I'm asking for a friend.
I'm just saying.
Is Phoenix going to make the playoffs this year?
No.
But what?
They weren't going to go 82-0. You know that.
Wait, I got a better question.
What?
Did the Clippers look legit when Anthony Davis got skunked in the fourth quarter of opening night against the Clippers?
Yeah, we're just feeling things out. We're feeling things out.
Okay.
We're feeling things out. We'll be okay.
Scored zero on the fourth
quarter. 40-20. Okay. Look. I'm taking the purple and gold also. AD coming up.
Surprise.
AD
coming up that monster game. But I agree. LeBron has gone out of his way. And this is another reason why AD is putting up the numbers, because LeBron has gone out of his way to make him comfortable. Do you? I'll come along for a little. Because the other night, a couple of nights ago, you know, he went to the half. I think he had like 2 or 4 points.
And he got those right before the half.
Okay. And he's not being aggressive, but he's still averaging 9.5 assists a game. I believe he'll average double-digit assists. Mm-hmm. And his scoring will be somewhere around 23 to 25 mm-hmm. points a game. But I agree. If he's not going to be that aggressive, Skip, and even if he's not that aggressive, they need a third scoring option. They need to be able to count on somebody that they know can give them 18 points a night. Mm. And Kuzma is the guy that can give them that. So you factor in AD going to be somewhere around 28, 29, 12, 13, 14 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. LeBron is going to be 23, probably 10, 6. Mm. Kuz gives 18 with the bench, because now probably Avery Bradley is probably going to be Kuzma will start coming off the bench until that ankle's 100%, and then he'll go into the lineup and probably Bradley. But what that also does is that they're trying to keep LeBron minutes low.
Right.
This is another way to keep his minutes low, because you got a guy that can score without LeBron having to be on the court in order to get him, because he's working on his own shot. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, Skip, I like Kuz coming back.
Nope.
That's why we wanted to keep him.
Yeah.
Wanted to keep him.
That was a big keep, actually.
Yeah, huge.
He's a big piece to this puzzle.
Huge.
Yeah, tonight at Dallas, I'm taking the two unicorns over the Lakers, because they got two of them now. And yet, those two unicorns ought to be well-rested because at Denver the other night, Porzingis managed 10 points and Doncic managed 12 points. And they combined to go 2-for-14 from three. And yet, somehow Dallas won that game because they had 9 players in double figures, which you don't see very often.
No.
All 5 bench players were in double figures.
Nuggets been bull jiving.
Okay,
this
that's probably
they really
part
have.
Of this.
They really
and
have.
Mike Malone scalded them last night yep. after the game, as he is wont yeah. to do. So maybe it was more about Denver than Dallas, but Dallas has to be feeling pretty good about itself that it won a game at the hardest place to win a game last year, right? They yep. had the best home record in basketball. And yet here come the Lakers facing, to me, a chemistry issue starting tonight. Kuzma is a force. And if you throw him into the equation, it's going to take some time to blend him because he doesn't blend very well. And that's no knock on him. That's actually a plus for him. He's not a blender. He is a shooter, man. I mean, he's got green light in his head. He's got the greenest light in basketball. And so he's going to get shots up. And yet you were talking about working on, you know, freeing up himself.
Right, right,
but he ought to be working on just catch and shoot. Because with LeBron, he's going to get a lot of catch and shoot 3-point opportunities
right.
that he should be able to cash. But I think it's going to take a little while because they got a new thing going between LeBron and AD. And AD is leading this team so far in usage rate. Yeah. Kyrie, that 1 year with LeBron, led LeBron in usage rate, but it's
and
not
Wade,
very often.
Wade, the first
Wade,
year.
The first
it, was it the
yep.
first year? Okay. Yep. So, but it's not often because LeBron's going to have the basketball a lot. So here's what I think is looming on the horizon. Listen, LeBron is still obviously a very good basketball player with quite a resume. And I think he still sees himself as a Mount Rushmore player.
He is.
And I'm just not sure he's going to go along for the ride with this team. Like, at some point, he's going to say, wait a second, I don't want to be the third wheel on this team.
He'll so, be the third wheel.
Third wheel?
Okay, well, I'm saying
third.
If Kuzma starts...
No, he'll
okay,
never...
Okay, well, I'm saying yeah. if you start featuring Kyle Kuzma, who he can be the closer for this team. Trust me on that. Because he has got... He's fearless.
Skip.
No, he yeah. does have the right mentality. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Tonight, Skip, I assume they're going to bring him off the bench.
Yes.
Because he's only
absolutely.
Playing 20 minutes. And I think eventually he'll be the starter. But if that's the case, then does AD go to center? I would love to see AD play center. But he doesn't want to.
No.
But if you put Kuzma in that starting lineup, I would think that's how they go.
He has to be the five, and he doesn't have to think of himself
right.
as the center. But
right.
he's not going to be playing. He don't be,
like Tim Duncan.
Because here's the thing, though.
He is like Tim Duncan a lot.
He doesn't want to play Stifle Tower, Gobert. He doesn't want to have to go against the other bigs.
Which I get that.
Unless, like I said, in that situation where they moved him to the five late in the start of the third, late into the ball game, he'll play the five because normally teams are going to bring their bigs off the court. Now he has a decided advantage. But Skip, look, you talk about LeBron as a Mount Rushmore. No matter what happens, there's not a president that hasn't been born yet. No matter what he does, he can't erase the 4 original faces that's on Mount Rushmore. Mm. LeBron is a Mount Rushmore player. So it doesn't matter what anybody else does. Nothing. Kawhi, Kuzma, anybody else. LeBron is there.
So his face is already chiseled?
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah!
Where is this mountain exactly?
You know.
Is it in South Dakota?
Is Jordan, LeBron, Magic.
Really?
Kareem.
It's
still LeBron's team. Are you doubting that?
No. In fact, I'm with you on that.
Okay.
That's why all this talk about we're going to run the offense through
everybody. Are they running it through?
No, but just like Magic, they ran the offense through Kareem, and it was Magic's team at some point, right?
Yeah.
He would come down, just kick it into Kareem in the post for the sky hook.
You know what? Everybody got involved in that. It was showtime.
Yeah, well, you still,
and Kareem wasn't really involved in the showtime.
That's the one difference. The difference is Magic would do his stuff on the break.
Well, right.
And LeBron's not doing it. LeBron wants to play slower.
James Worthy would do his stuff
yeah,
on the break.
Right,
like
right.
But that was the thing, though, Skip. The thing was that, yes, they got the ball out showtime. Because you think about showtime, you think about up and down. But they had Kareem because when they didn't get it out on the break and they had to go to the half court, where you wanted that cap? Bring it to me right over here.
Okay. But guess what? LeBron is running right now. Slow time. They are the slowest team in the league. Am I right?
Yeah.
Their pace is
LeBron
the
likes
in the
to
league.
Play slow.
Well, he's
his whole
been,
career.
But AD, a lot of times the other night, AD was getting the ball and pushing. AD, like, I'm gone. and give them, that work, too. And he give them that work, too. Yeah. MVP.
At some point, wait a second. You're saying AD is the MVP over LeBron James?
I told you.
Huh?
Wait. You see what he's trying to do, Chris? You see?
I'm not trying to. You said it. I've been saying it.
That's your dream scenario, that AD is the MVP.
So you're saying LeBron James is going to take a backseat to Anthony Davis?
I said AD will be the regular season, LeBron be finals.
Oh, so that's how you're trying to disqualify it.
Ain't no trying to disqualify. I've been saying that.
I do think, Skip, you have a point in that at some point LeBron's going to be more aggressive offensively. I don't think it's going to be because
it's nature. I don't think it's going to be
because AD's getting too much shine or, you know, people thinking he's the man. I think he's looking at these guys. AD, let's establish in your mind it's your team. So offensively, I know I can count on you. And the other guys, I think he's trying to get their confidence up. So later in the season and playoffs, I know I can count on Avery Bradley and Danny Green and so on and so
forth.
Because he knows he can get his at any time.
LeBron had a layup right at the basket. Say, nah, take this three, Avery. Mm. Right at the basket. Mm. That's the kind of guy that he is. Unselfish.
That's how you get triple doubles. Okay, prediction. Okay. You heard it here first. You are going to hear some quiet jealousy and resentment about Kyle Kuzma because he's going to come in and blow up this chemistry they have so far. He's going to shoot the basketball. And maybe to a fault he will shoot it to where LeBron's going to be whispering to some reporters, hey, I don't know. We're not getting the ball enough because as soon as he touches the ball, what have we seen from Kyle Kuzma?
Oh, it's
going
to go up.
It's going up.
It's going to go up.
But we always have. But that was the thing that hurt him last year. As soon as they get a little lineup, somebody get hurt, and you got another lineup. Because eventually, Rondo's got to come back. Yeah. Then what? Right.
And LeBron wanted Kuzma to stay, Skip. Yeah. You know that.
No, I totally.
He was the guy.
He was a big. Right. Yeah. It's
That's
the
a
X
reminder.
Factor.
But
Brandon Ingram is playing good ball.
He is. By the way, he's not winning, but he's doing well.
Listen, Brandon Ingram's got green light in his head, too, because he just shoots it every time.
I think it's odd this is the first, technically, game outside of L.A. for the Lakers.
Ah,
their schedule has been...
Oh, that's right. LeBron did the early schedule.
It was away game against the Lakers. No mercy.
Kyler Murray kept the Cardinals in the game late last night against the 49ers, throwing for nearly 200 yards and a pair of touchdowns that included an 88-yard strike. Kyler would also convert a two-point conversion to bring it within 3 points in the fourth quarter, but the Cardinals would never get the ball back after the Niners were able to run the clock out. So, Shannon, from what you've seen so far, what is Kyler's NFL ceiling?
I'm not as high on him as Skip is. I don't see a transcendent player. I think a number one overall draft pick should be an MVP, get his team to Super Bowls consistently in the playoffs, and I don't see that with him. He's what I thought he would be at this point. People are being seduced by his stats, but those stats are coming late in the ball game when the games are out of hand. Last night was a prime example of when the game was 7-7, he didn't do anything. He had 53 yards in the first half. Number one overall picks at that position shouldn't be out of the ball game, should put together more than a half of football, more than a quarter of football. And so with me, Skip, look, I could be wrong, probably not. I count on one hand how many times I've been wrong.
I don't have enough hands.
How you said it. Man. I could be wrong, probably not.
Yeah.
You're only 40 cases of diet food down to me. So that requires many hands.
No.
Just one hand, though.
Look, Skip, I just think that him being small limits just how successful he's going to be, because he's always in the back of his mind playing, knowing he can't take a hit. I mean, just an average size hit will probably put him down for some time. So with that, will he make the playoffs one day? Probably. But I don't see the transcendent figure. I don't see the transcendent player, the MVP, consistently in the Pro Bowl, playoff, Pro Bowl caliber player. I don't see that in him.
Hmm. Well, you just did a wide range there of transcendent, MVP, Pro Bowl caliber.
Well, I mean,
those are a lot of different categories.
No. A number one overall pick, John Elway. Yeah. MVP, Super Bowl, consistently in the playoff. Mm-hmm. Terry Bradshaw, number one overall pick, consistently in the playoff. The number one overall pick at quarterback should be a transcendent.
Mm.
Troy Aikman might have didn't been an MVP, but three Super Bowls on his resume. Number one overall pick. Do you see that for this kid? Peyton Manning, perennial playoffs, MVP 5 times, Super Bowls 3 times. What is it? 4 times. Do you see that? Number one overall pick at quarterback. Do you see that in
I've
this
seen
kid?
A bunch of busts. Number
I ain't talking about that. Hold up.
Jamarcus Russell.
Okay, then. I'm glad you say that. Yeah. So that's it. It's either this or that.
Okay. Are you saying bust?
I'm saying this or that.
Are you saying bust?
I didn't say nothing.
Okay, if it's this or that, if it's transcendent or bust,
it's not my turn to talk.
I think you're
not
going
my turn to talk.
Bust.
It's not my turn to talk.
I think I just backed Shannon Sharp into the bust.
Skip, it's not my turn to talk.
He's got a bust at Canton, and now he's saying this Skip, kid is a bust.
It's not my. I didn't say that, Skip. Yep. But you're trying to say, all I'm saying is, as the number one overall pick at the quarterback, Bradshaw, Aikman, Manning, Elway.
Yep.
That's the standard.
Baker Mayfield. That's the standard, right?
No, Baker. We go see. We'll see. We'll see what it.
What I'm seeing from Kyler Murray already is exactly what I saw at Oklahoma in the 1 year he played there. He's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. Is he going to be transcendent? Is he going to be a Mount Rushmore quarterback?
No, probably you don't have not. To be that. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
But Super Bowls.
Okay. Can he win a Super? Sure, he can win a Super Bowl. Will he make Pro Bowls plural? Yes, he will, because I'm already seeing that arc as a rookie playing for a bad team. I saw it in game number one, in which in the second half against the Detroit Lions, who seem to be a pretty credible football team this year, Kyler Murray brought them back. And it, remember, again, maybe I'm wrong about this, but the football I watch, it has 4 quarters. The football you watch has only a first half.
Yeah.
And if you don't light it up in the first half, you're disqualified in the second half, says Shannon Sharp.
That's not what I'm saying. But okay. I'm trying to figure out if you're that guy, why you keep allowing this to happen. Because you do get the ball in the first half.
Who had the first pick in the draft and why? It was the Arizona Cardinals because they're not very good. And we have a rookie head coach who got fired at Texas Tech because he went 26-30, and he is playing first halves not to lose. He will not unleash Kyler Murray until he's forced to unleash him, as he was last night. And the reason he was forced to, it was the rookie head coach's fault that it wasn't 14-7 at halftime. Because what happened on that last play of the first half with 4 seconds left, Cliff Kingsbury ran up the sideline and called time out and cost them that stop because they stuffed the run. San Francisco comes out in its big jumbo package with two tight ends and a fullback and their four-string running back, who is their goal line back, and they got stuffed. But Cliff was worried that they were outmanned, so he's running, calling timeout. And it's possible the 49ers heard the quick whistle and they thought, oh, it's a dead play, so they didn't go as hard. But it looked like everybody played pretty hard, and it looked like they got stuffed, and it gave San Francisco one last shot, cash touchdown. So it's 21-7 when it should have been 14-7. And then what did Kyler do? He did what he always does. 10 of 11 in the second half for 195 yards and brought them all the way back to 28-25. And you said the game was out of hand.
Hold on.
Was it out of hand?
He had 195 yards in the second half?
Yeah.
Well, 88 came on one play. Mm-hmm. So how much is that, Jenny? Mm-hmm. That was 107 yards.
Okay.
107. Yeah, and you up here pom-pomming.
He was riddling that defense. And by the way, did San Francisco's defense come in as the hottest defense in pro football? You better believe they did. They were creating turnovers like madmen.
But you said
they were just riding that magic carpet all over.
But also you said, with the exception of the Rams, who have they played? You were questioning whether or not they had played top caliber offenses.
I just told you they got that contagious thing going on defense.
Because
every time I look up, another guy's picking off a pass or scooping and scoring with it.
Well,
right?
Well here's the thing, though.
Wait, did they pick off a Kyler pass? No, he didn't turn it over
contagious.
One time.
Well, when you're throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage, you're throwing it 7 yards down the field. It's hard to get picks on the guy that's doing that.
195 in the second half.
88 on one play.
What happened? Finally, Cliff Kingsbury, who at Lubbock, Texas, didn't like his quarterback to run. He didn't like that part of his offensive genius scheme. Mm-hmm. It's not a running quarterback scheme, but he had to resort to, okay, I'm going to let you run a read option. Second play of the first drive of the third quarter. What happened, Mr. Sharp, on that play? Kyler fakes it, keeps it, goes off left tackle, and nobody's home. oh, wait, there's a lot of carpet there. And he gets down, and nobody even touched
him. Oh, so he had a long run of 21 yards. Yeah. He had five carries for 34 yards, Jenny.
You know what?
So the other four, he got 13.
Should have had at least 10 carries in that football game because he knows how to protect himself. And when Cliff gets that through his head, that I'm going to have to give up my passing genius part of my offense and let him run a little bit, at least 10 carries a game, we will keep defenses completely off balance on their heels, and we will have more success throwing the ball because that little quarterback's got a whip of an arm.
Oh,
he's got a lightning release. He's got lightning feet, but he's got an above average arm. And we saw it. That throw that went for 88 yards. That was a very good throw. Big time NFL pass.
Yep.
Right.
I give you
right
that
on the button.
No question.
Here it is. This is about to go for 88.
From the hash all the way. Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard throw over that corner. And then little Isabella, who can fly,
yeah,
he was off to the races. There we go. Thank you very much. And I'll give you, there was a lot of run after catch, but that was NFL.
Oh, that was a lot of run after catch, huh? Yeah. Oh, a lot of run after catch,
well,
huh?
You just acknowledged it was a big-time throw.
It was. But I forgot about Eli Manning, number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Multiple Super Bowl winner.
Mm.
Oh, I forgot about him, Skip Bayless. Yeah. So is that what Kyler Murray is going to be?
Yeah. To be better than Eli? Are you kidding me? Eli's led the league in interceptions three times.
Eli also has like 60,000 yards.
Five of the last 6 years missing the playoffs.
Eli lost his job. Eli ate the goat. Eli ate the goat.
Yeah.
Dale Shepard. Old Shepard Eli.
It happened.
He beat the goat. Goat man.
No, he beat the quote-unquote goat Belichick.
No, don't do this, Skip. No, that's not what you
whoa,
do.
Whoa.
How did
Tom Brady did what Tom Brady always does against Eli. He
went
80 yards in 12 plays. Touchdown to Randy Moss, 14-10. Patriots with 2 minutes left in the Super Bowl.
He does what he always
then,
does.
Wait a second. It's on you, Belichick, your defense. And here comes Eli, and he goes 13 plays, 83 yards for a touchdown.
Skip Bayless, think about
this. How do you allow that?
Think about this.
How do you allow
Coach Belichick held him for – hold on. Mm. You see, Tom Brady does what Tom Brady always does against old Eli, which is catch that L, come see me.
Mm.
How the Dak special. Yeah. He got the Dak special. He was getting the Dak special before Dak started getting it.
Well.
So that's the status, Skip. See, what you're trying to do, you're trying to I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you skate.
Who led the league in interceptions as a rookie first overall pick?
Peyton Manning. Yes.
Oh, so Kyler Murray's only played, what's he up to, eight? I don't even know if he's played eight games. Yeah, he's played eight.
So you said, hold on, I just want to get you on record.
Games.
I want to get you on record.
You know what?
So you said Kyler Murray's going to be better than Peyton Manning.
No, I did not say that.
Okay, but what you trying to say then? Okay,
I'm trying to say he's having a better rookie year than Peyton Manning.
Skip, it's a different ball game now.
Oh,
Skip.
Is it a different ball game?
Yes!
Guess what? He came into this game, Kyler Murray, with the second fewest percentage of turnover-worthy plays in the whole league. And last night, against that red-hot defense, he turned it over no times.
Skip.
No times.
You do realize, Skip. You do realize Peyton Manning as a rookie was calling his own plays. So how many plays you think Kyler Murray? You think they say Kyler Murray, I didn't say Kyler. Okay.
You know what? I would love to see Kyler call.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Yeah, because I read a good story on ESPN.com yesterday about Kyler as a chess player starting at age 14. He's got some genius
going on.
Look,
this kid.
Bobby Fischer, he has won
everything.
And Garry Kasparov. They're great chess players.
Yeah.
You want to play a quarterback, Jenny?
It just speaks
Shannon,
to his intelligence.
In Allen, Texas, just outside Dallas, he won three straight Texas high school championships.
He won everything.
Every game.
Everyone knew who he was.
Game.
Oh, yeah.
Every game.
Since he
That's
was like
all he
five.
Does is win.
Okay. Well, okay.
Right?
So in other words, what did he win in college besides the Heisman? You play for Heisman, you play for National Title.
Well, I think you want to win both.
Okay, he didn't get one. He shocked.
Have you seen what Hollywood Brown's done for Lamar Jackson?
So
Hollywood
good.
Brown could
Hollywood.
Not go in the national
he was
semifinal.
Injured.
He was out.
Where Hollywood at now?
You know what? It's interesting. You'd appreciate this. Lincoln said that it's one of those things he regretted after that game because
really?
He wasn't as healthy as he thought he was.
Oh.
And that's something he still thinks about.
Get him out there.
Yeah, get him out there. He thought he was in a better place. So Hollywood was a difference
All
maker.
So I just gave you five number one overall draft pick at quarterback position.
Yep.
All have won multiples.
Okay. I can give you 10 more who were busts.
Okay, then. So we're 50-50.
Tim Couch. Remember that?
50-50. Okay. So I like where I'm sitting in my 50-50.
Really?
Right.
Okay, so you say Kyler Murray's
a bust.
I didn't
say anything. It's not my turn.
You're intimating that he's a bust.
It's not my turn.
You're implying that he's a bust.
I hear Evan keep
right?
telling Jenny go to break.
Yep.
Bump.
You're done?
Evan keeps saying bump.
All right.
Bump
Fine, it's true. Fine, we're moving on.
No mercy. When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Ezekiel Elliott said his 111 yards and a touchdown against the Eagles 2 weeks ago was the best he's felt all season. The Cowboys dominated that game, winning 37-10. Now, coming off their bye week, the Cowboys will face the Giants on Monday night. But last season, Dallas also had a Monday night game after their bye, and it resulted in a 14-point loss to the Titans.
Oh.
Zeke said the Cowboys just need to pick up where they left off, and he expects the Giants to come out, quote, juiced on Monday night. So, Shannon, how concerned should the Cowboys be about being off for so long after their best game of the year?
They shouldn't be concerned at all. I mean, the bye weeks are a good thing. Gives you an opportunity to get guys rested up, healed up. Gives you an opportunity to refocus and realize, okay, the first half that maybe didn't go as quite as well as we'd like, but we get an opportunity to do something about it in the second half. So I've always liked the bye week, and I like for it to come later, kind of like where it is right now, like smack dab in the middle of the season. Sometimes, Skip, you get bye week two, week three. I'm like, damn, we just started, and then you got a long grind of 13, 14 weeks before you get another bye, and that's if you get the first round bye. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think it should be a problem. The Giants have lost 4 straight games, Skip. If you're worried about rust coming off the last game you played and having a bye week, well, you got bigger issues than the Giants. So it should not be a problem. They should handle the Giants.
Mm. I sure hope you're right, because I am very concerned about this, because to me, it feels like that big win over the Eagles happened last year. Seriously, it's feeling like it happened last year. And it also might feel to my team like that resounding win over the Eagles was the apex, the pinnacle of the season. We did that. We showed you what we can do after 3 straight losses. And then we went on vacation. And how do we do that? What was that feeling we had? I'm afraid it could slowly slip away. Hmm. And I agree with you. Bye weeks are golden, man. You love them, and you especially love them at midseason.
And you know they did something, Skip. They only got Thursday through Friday. They got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. That's the way Mike did it with us. Some teams get the whole week. And we were in Baltimore, Skip. We were going from Mike Shanahan. We got Monday to Monday. Brian Billick says, okay, guys, I'll see you Monday.
Really?
We practiced Thursday, and then Mike would always like, Jason, if you make this field goal, you guys can go a little early. He missed. He's like, okay, I'm going to give you another chance. But I was already at the door. Make a miss. I think I was going to be ready to go. But, Skip, it just goes to show you that Jerry, because this is Jerry. This is not Jason Garrett. Jerry's like, uh-uh. We're gonna stay out here a little. You know, we're going to practice Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to give you guys Thursday through Monday off. Thursday through Sunday off.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you where their mind is, Skip, because a lot of teams do take the entire week off.
And it was a relatively good sign. Jason Garrett, a couple days ago, sent 2 players home from practice for being late to a meeting, 2 defensive tackles.
What do we make of that,
though? Jason Woods, Tristan Hill.
Home. Well, that Tristan Hill, Skip.
Trying to send a Jimmy Johnson memorial message to his football team. I'm in charge here. We're taking this seriously. We got to get back on track.
Well, I'm reading one of them fell asleep Isaiah, they brought in Isaiah Thomas. Oh. Big Isaiah, the Hall of Famer, the great Detroit Piston, and he was giving a speech.
Yeah.
And so
like
one
the Lakers have Genius Day or whatever they call it.
Right.
He fell asleep?
Hold up. How Lakers have what day? What kind of day?
Genius, they call
and
it.
And ain't hold on. And ain't anybody your boy to speak yet?
That's a good question.
Wait a second.
Ain't anybody your boy to speak yet?
I don't know.
Who was the last
How do you feel
one?
About that?
What's the magician name? David Blaine, I think.
Blaine.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of fun
genius.
Stuff.
I'm going, hey. Oh, your boy is getting lined up on TED Talk.
Really?
Oh, no, yeah. What you about TED Talk? Yeah, for sure.
What are you going to talk about?
Okay. Well, you should be able to pull that string.
Yeah.
No, but Skip,
just,
look.
Just
can't
text
wait.
LeBron and say, how about me?
There you go, Skip. See, look, man, I don't be bothered that, man. That man got bigger fish. He got bigger fish to fry. He got something on his plate. He got something brewing.
Okay.
But Skip, if the Giants and a rookie quarterback, and I get it, it's a division rival. They're going to come out fired up. They're going to come out emotional. And I know Shermer is telling the guys, they think they're going to come in here and walk all over us. They think they're going to see the exact same team they saw opening night. They will, with the exception of the quarterback. But they're not playing very well. Mm. Now, you bottle up Saquon. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a tall order because, you know, Saquon get loose on you.
Listen, Golden Tate's got loose on us several times on different teams, such as the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
So here's my fear is that after three straight losses, and you said, aha, they've been exposed, then they exposed you by on that Sunday night saying, watch this.
A little temporary setback.
Tour de force.
Yeah.
This is who we can be. We have all of our weapons on full display for the nation to watch. And I think most people sat back and said, boy, that team could be really good.
Jack Rabbit needed to rebound.
Yeah.
Because what Jack Rabbit did over the night, it wasn't good.
So the problem with the bye week is, as good as it is for you physically, it's not great for my team mentally right now because you needed to carry that momentum in just a week later into the Giants game.
But you That's get Lyle Collins another week healthier. Okay. You get Ty Smith another week healthier.
Can they remember that feeling of how how urgent they were for the Eagles game? Because that was do or die. That's how it felt. It wasn't going to end the season, but it felt like psychologically it would have ended the season if they had lost that game.
I can't wait.
And instead, they sent your team packing, right?
I can't wait. I can't wait till we see y'all again.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, it's going to be in Philadelphia where we enjoy playing.
No,
my
you don't.
My quarterback plays great.
Skip, you won last year.
Okay.
And you still touting that. We beat the brakes off you the year before.
So speaking of last year, what happened in the same sequence last year, as you point out, at Washington, they go, and my quarterback has
called
a valiant effort to bring them
ain't
back
no from
near dead, and he's got them with us. He set up a 47-yard field goal to send it to overtime against the arch-rival Redskins, and the ref calls a false start, quote-unquote, on the long snapper jiggling the football, and it was bogus, and so 47 becomes 52, and Brett Maher hits the left upright. And so they have that negative feeling, and it has to linger through 2 weeks and another day until they play Tennessee on Monday night at Jerry World, and it simply became the most humiliating, embarrassing, disgusting loss that I can remember in Cowboy history.
How you do that?
Under the circumstances.
How you do that with the best quarterback in the NFL?
Mm.
The guy that leading the league in QBR.
Because
how you lose a game like that?
Amari Cooper had just gotten there, and they hadn't quite figured it out. But the next week, they went to Philadelphia, and boom, it started.
And Aaron Rodgers had been doing this without Devontae. Mm.
Yep. I know. He's found a way.
Well, all I know is it is a division rival, so maybe they can kick it back into gear and be healthy and happy, and here we go.
Saquon going to get by 100
picks. A long time. Okay. It feels like
have that.
No mercy.
Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One. Of one.
Of one. Of one.